This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
505 DGS, doing the Sweet 16. Skip Weber's here with us, as he always is on Mondays. Weber Chevrolet is the sponsor. So, Rush is done, right? You don't think they'll ever record or tour with another drummer?
No. I mean, if they get together, they won't call it Rush. Hmm. I mean, what's great about Rush to me is they were best friends. Even, I mean, the two, Alex and Geddy, the two that are still alive, were best friends in grade school. And then when they meshed so well with Neil, they were best friends. They didn't go off and do their own solo albums. Even groups that stayed together would do their own solo albums. I think Geddy Lee did one solo album right after Neil Peart's wife and daughter had both died. They were on hiatus. He did one solo album. That's all they did. They would play on other people's stuff for it, but they just did their own stuff. They liked to play with each other. They liked to write together and create. And I don't see them remaking it and calling it Rush if they get the urge and get some great drummer to come in.
What do you guys
in.
Think about Foo Fighters? Think they'll ever replace Taylor or just call it?
Same thing. I think if they replace him, they won't call it Foo Fighters.
Did you guys see where Pearl Jam, Matt Cameron, the drummer, came down with COVID, so they replaced him with local people?
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
One was like a 16-year-old kid.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Pretty neat. We're doing the Sweet 16 of the best nonfiction television shows. Here we go. 30 for 30 versus Survivor Man.
30 for 30.
Yeah, I got to go 30 for 30.
Yeah, me too. I've never seen the other one. Sorry.
Dateline versus Planet Earth.
Ooh, two good ones.
I love them both, but I got to go Dateline.
Earth.
I'm the only person who David Attenborough just is on my nerves.
Why?
Yeah, really?
I don't know. Because everyone loves him so much. Like, people that everyone loves, I'm like,
I will say, he's in a lot of shows, and it's like, there are other people that could do it.
Thank you, Rach.
He doesn't have a Murrow, though.
I'm doing Dateline, yeah.
This is true.
True.
In Search Of versus Cops.
In Search Of.
Cops.
Oh, no.
I know.
Andrew, it's up to you.
Oh, In Search Of.
He knows where his bread's
buttered. What'd you say?
In Search Of. It's one of my favorites ever.
I think Dave's vote for In Search Of.
Oh, every time.
I can't think of, I don't know you as well as everybody does, but I know you pretty well. You're not voting against In Search Of any of these shows.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Destination Truth versus How the Universe Works.
I have never seen either of
Me
those.
Me either.
So I will only vote if needed.
Oh, boy.
I'll go How the Universe Works because of how much Dave talks about it.
Thanks
on the
for your
show.
Support.
I feel like I've seen it.
Is that like Cosmos?
Is
that like Cosmos? Remember the show Cosmos with Carl Sagan?
Yeah, basically.
I'll go with that then.
Okay. Intervention, which sounds terrible, versus Deadliest Catch.
Neither of those.
Deadliest Catch for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I don't have to vote.
Wild Kingdom versus Judge Judy.
Oh, man.
Judge Judy.
So strong.
Judge Judy.
I love Judy.
That's a shame. Wild Kingdom.
Joya Painting versus Nightline. These make me giggle.
Ted Koppel versus Bob Ross. They kind of look alike.
I got to go Bob Ross. Me too.
I got to go Ted Koppel.
I'll go Bob.
Is it a tie?
No.
That's Bob.
3-1. Bob Ross.
Bob.
Man versus Wild versus America's Most Wanted.
America's Most Wanted.
I've never seen Yeah, I got to go America's Most Wanted. I've never seen the other one.
I've seen America's Most Wanted twice, and I've seen the other one zero times.
Okay.
So I'll go America's Most Wanted.
There's your Elite Eight best nonfiction television shows. 30 for 30 versus Dateline. That's getting serious.
Yeah.
Oh.
I got to go 30 for 30.
Yeah, is anyone else really suffering from allergies today?
Yes,
is it a really
I
bad
have a
day?
Bad headache, yeah.
I see coats of yellow pollen and cottonwood wisps floating around. I'm not suffering from it, but it's bad out there.
Gotcha. Sneezy. 30 for 30 versus Dateline.
30 for 30.
30.
Okay. You guys love that show.
My poor Dateline.
It made it into the second round.
I'm not going to cry about it. I was just commenting. It
sounded like you were about ready to.
Wow.
She was winding up to cry.
My poor Wild Kingdom didn't get out of the first round.
In Search of versus How the Universe Works.
In Search of.
I don't know either. Can I abstain?
Yes. Search of moves on. Deadliest Catch versus Judge Judy.
I gotta go, Judy. I'm sorry.
I haven't seen the other. Judge Judy's okay, but I haven't seen that one, so I gotta go Judge Judy myself.
Okay. I would say Deadliest Catch.
Is that Catch? I'm a Catch.
I voted Catch for my dad.
That's a Catch.
Okay. Or Judy.
Joya Painting with Bob Ross versus America's Most Wanted.
Wow. Bob Ross.
Bob.
Bob.
Okay. Okay. Said that like you're making a giant mistake. All right. You're going to live with that one for a while. Skip, what's going on at Weber this month?
It is much of the same that we've been doing, okay? It's so frustrating to come in here without really much new news. But, you know, I think I told you that April had the most vehicles we've received in a long time.
Going the right direction.
And I think May is on a similar pace. I know that June will be more than April. I don't know if we'll get there May. But the point of that is we got a bunch of stuff coming in. It's possible to come to our stores and see and find what you want on there right now, be either pre-owned or new. But what's very, very common is to come in and we will tell you what's coming and you can put your name on it.
Yeah.
That's been the way to do it for... six, seven, 8 months now.
From a supply chain, because baby formula, cars, everything. Yeah. We're all going through this.
Yeah.
And I know that this is your livelihood. You're intimately familiar with it. Do you feel like at least in your business, you guys have figured out what happened? Like, oh, here's the problem.
No. There's multiple problems. And every little thing that causes a problem has different causes. Much of it is... people were paid to stay home, and they're still doing it. That's a big thing. Much of the thing is COVID. If you're getting something from across the ocean, that strangled the supply. You had the problem with the ports. You have the thing about staying home is giving you problem with truckers and transportation. You know, sometimes the raw materials are there, but you can't get them to the factory where they're built, so it slows everything down. Sometimes it's regulation, you know, sometimes it's, maybe the price of fuel has gotten too high that companies can't afford to bring it in as many, you know, make as many trips in a week as they used to. There's a million things that happen. The chip shortage is because everybody knows we chased our chips overseas, and when the COVID happened, the place we get them from was not making us priority. And that happened with every electronic equipment. And I think that still people are suffering from it.
You guys think we're going to learn lessons? Because you would think...
I think individual people have learned lessons, but as a country, no.
Because it seems at some point, everyone I know has said, wow, it seems pretty dumb that we outsourced everything to China, because now we see what happens when China's priorities don't line up with ours.
Is somebody going to go pay $40 more for a $200 item because it's made here and not by slave labor? I mean, honestly, I don't say slave labor. Sometimes it's not necessarily slave labor, but it's still significantly cheaper labor costs. Until we say the Made in America tag matters to everybody, it's not coming back. It's just not going to. You can't. Stuff is just going way higher.
It feels like a drug. Because when I was a kid, my dad was a union carpenter, World War II vet, made in the USA, would never buy anything like that. But then we just got hooked on the drug. Yeah. We got hooked on the cheap product drug. And it's just hard to kick.
And stuff that comes in that is maybe the same price imported, I'll go with my stuff with the cars. I mean, I think that you're not even saving money buying an import car, but there, for some reason, there people still think that there's a quality difference, and there really has never been. There may be with this line versus that line, and you and I've talked about, that's how you and I met, when when the 2008, the mortgage crisis made the, you know, the bankruptcies happen. We started talking about that, and I came into the show a lot to address it. But there's never, it's not at all a price anymore, but they still, people will still be saying, well, I'm not going to buy anything but X from overseas. And that does more than just in the car business. Now, you know, that goes into electronics and tires and all that other stuff is still being shipped over there, or they're buying it there and shipping it here for assembly or whatever. And that just trickles down that way too. So it's a big, big, big problem. And there are some things where quality is less. But, I mean, we talk about it all the time. The appliances made overseas, they're just terrible. I have a refrigerator in my garage built in America by a company that's no longer around, that's 30 years old, that never breaks down. And in the same time, I've replaced my really nice high-dollar refrigerator inside three times. I mean, it's just we're not gonna learn those lessons. I don't think. It just seems like we're not going to.
Final four of best nonfiction television shows for the Sweet 16. 30 for 30. Oh, gosh. 30 for 30 versus In Search Of.
Oh, those are the two. That's my two favorites.
I have to go 30 for 30.
Yeah, me too. I haven't seen the other one.
In Search Of.
Knife in my back.
Wow. I'm going to go 30 for 30 before you make me Blake or Taya. Okay. Just break it. Break the new one.
Sorry.
Me and Leonard Nimoy. Yeah. Deadliest Catch versus Bob Ross.
Man, look how far Deadliest Catch came.
I've never seen it. I can't vote for it, so I haven't seen it. So I'm going Bob Ross again.
Yeah, I'll go Bob Ross. Sorry, Dad.
I'm going Catch.
Catch. It's up to Trish.
I've seen them both.
And you liked which one better?
Bob Ross Chia Pet.
That's true. She does.
And I'm going to go Bob.
Okay.
There you go.
Bob Ross versus 30 for 30.
Wow. 30 for 30.
It has to be 30 for 30.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
As great as Bob Ross is. Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Thank you, Skip. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
523 DGS. Real quick, we're going to do some headlines. Can I give you a little list of things that millennials don't understand about baby boomers?
Yes,
please. I thought this is really kind of funny. Let's see here. The thumbs up emoji.
Mm-hmm. And which you hate.
Which I hate, yes. Complaining about younger generations. I love this one. Drinking from the hose and talking about drinking from the hose. And then pecans and pot pie.
I don't get that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just because we're not eating pecans and pot pie.
I don't know that I've ever had a pot pie with pecans in it.
I mean, it makes sense that I would be more aware of generations now than ever before. I've always known, like, the greatest generation and this and that, World War II generation. But it's so fascinating now that if you say baby boomer, I know who you're talking about. Gen X, know who you're talking about. Millennials, Gen Z. You know what I'm saying? It's like we all have these distinct... And it's silly because not everyone is going to be the same.
So back in like the greatest generation, so to speak, did they have a lot of like different marked generations? Was it like, this is the cowboy generation?
It's a good question. I don't know. Yeah.
Alive then. Tell us.
Yeah. I don't know if they even referred to it like that. I'm sure they didn't go like, you know what? We're the greatest generation.
Sure.
What if they did?
Let's just keep saying that. I think it's going to stick. A couple headlines, Rach?
Yeah, a couple more headlines here brought to you by Schnucks. A bomb-sniffing dog has been awarded Ukraine's Medal of Honor. His name is Patron, and he really is a good boy. President Vladimir Zelensky said that he is not only helping to neutralize explosives, but he's also teaching our children the necessary safety rules in areas where there is a mine threat. The dog's name is Patron, like I said, and he's detected over 200 undetonated devices since the beginning of Russia's attacks on Ukraine.
Crazy.
He's got the Medal of Honor.
There's got to be some like human soldiers over there, though, that are like... Yeah, I feel like I've done some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for patron.
I feel like I've shown some bravery, but maybe no one notices. So it turns out that Americans are divided on face masks when it comes to flying. 49% of U.S. adults say the federal government should require all travelers ages 2 and older to wear a mask. 51% feel it should not be mandated. So pretty much 50-50.
I am not shocked by that, are you?
No, I'm not at all.
At this point, I feel like everyone should do what they want and not comment on the other person.
Agreed.
Period.
Here's some good news locally. Soon you won't need reservations to visit the St. Louis Zoo. So this is kind of a course reversal from about a month ago when the zoo said that the reservation system would remain in place. They're saying that effective May 23rd, they will no longer limit attendance numbers or require reservations. So that's something that they put into place during the thick of the COVID pandemic. But there's some return to normalcy.
We should
in
go
our
back.
Area.
Take another field trip.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
One more story. McDonald's is leaving Russia altogether. So it's going to sell all of its, the burger chain is selling all of its Russian businesses, just saying that the humanitarian crisis is too much and they're not going to have anything to do with Russia anymore. It's not in line with McDonald's values.
Mm. You see that Macron from France is saying we need to find a way to help Vladimir Putin save face. He's like the Neville Chamberlain of our generation.
Because if he doesn't, he's going to do something worse? Or he really wants to help him save face?
It's a good question.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.